相信这个周末神要触摸很多人的命定。
Before you're seated, turn to your neighbor and say, "You look so good tonight."
但是坐下去之前，告诉左右两边说，你今天真帅，或是你今天真美。
Yeah, have a seat.
大家请坐。
Thank you, Lord.
大家请坐。
Thank you, Lord. Is it okay to have fun in church?
在教会里面，大家可以笑得很开心吧？可以吧？
I grew up in a church that was so boring.
你知道我以前小时候的教会真的超无聊，跟这里不一样。
Church for me was a good place to take a nap.
那我以前去的教会就是那种去听讲到睡觉就好了。
So that's the church I grew up in.
那就是我小时候长大的教会。
When I came to a church like this,
所以当我来到这么生气蓬勃的教会，
it was so different for me.
真的就觉得哇，好不一样哦。
And so I want to encourage you. Let's have fun tonight.
所以呢，鼓励你们今天要笑就笑大声一点好吗？
So, amen. Yeah.
对，这样就对了。
I've never been called Miss.
我也没有被叫过那个 Greg 小姐。
But anyway, no, it is so wonderful to be here at Truth Church.
就是能够来到真道教会，真的是太开心了。
I've been in Taiwan now over 2 weeks.
那我现在已经在台湾待超过两个礼拜了。
I've been in Pingtung, I've been in Tainan, Kaohsiung.Taichung last night, and
这些地名大家都听懂吧？那昨天
yeah, yeah, yeah.
我今天来到台北
，so it is an honor to be here.
所以我再说，我真的很荣幸来到这。
It's an honor to be friends with your pastors.
然后跟文华牧师是朋友，
and,
我也觉得好荣幸。
Kingdom friendship is something that's so important.
你知道，在神国里面的友谊是非常重要。
It's so valuable when God gives us friendships in the kingdom.
你知道，当神在他的国度里面让我们可以交到好朋友，这个是非常重要的。
We're not just friends; we build together.
因为我们不是只是说哦，我们当个朋友而已。
One of the joys is I get to build in God's kingdom.
你知道。更重要的是，我们可以一同来打造神的国。
Tonight we're going to be talking about a title called The Chosen.
我们今天的讲到主题叫做拣选。
Maybe you've been watching the movie on Netflix, The Chosen. I don't know.
有没有看过在 Netflix 上面那个影集 Chosen?
We're gonna come at it from a different angle tonight.
不过我们今天讲的这个拣选可能跟电影上演不太一样。
There's three different messages.
那我今天明天总共讲三堂不同的道。
Tomorrow we're going to have two other messages.
所以呢，明天的话会是两堂不一样的道哦。
And so if you want to watch them online, I would encourage you to do that.
所以呢，如果你真的没有办法来到现场，我也鼓励你回去可以听线上信息。
Each message is different.
因为我讲了三堂道都会是不一样。
But before we go there, I just want to give you a personal note.
那但是继续讲下去之前，我先讲一个东西。
Some of you know my son Jonathan.
有一些人你们有看过我的儿子 Jonathan。那他是我二儿子。
He got married last week. Last year.
那去年年底呢，他结婚了。
My oldest son got married the year before that.
那我大儿子是在他前一年结婚。
And my daughter Sarah is getting married in September.
我的女儿今年九月也要结婚了。
So I got three in a row.
所以呢，三个孩子这样蹦蹦蹦结婚了。
Yeah. So we are. My family is growing.
那我的家庭就越来越大了。
It's so exciting.
因为现在有多了女婿跟女。
But she's my only daughter.
媳妇，那我只有这个女儿啊。
And so she's asked me to do the wedding.
那我的女儿就请我为她证婚咯。
So it's going to be very, very difficult.
对我来说不简单了。
A lot of tears of joy.
可能会都哭得很难过，但是开心的哭。
But it's so exciting to see how the family grows.
可是你知道，看到我家庭越来越大，我也很开心。
It's so exciting to see our children and who God gave them.
你知道，特别看到神为我孩子拣选的另一半，我也好开心。
And all three of them, this was their first girlfriend, their first boyfriend.
我的三个孩子都是跟初恋结婚哦。
And this was the first kiss.
你知道，就是初吻在。
The first holding hands.
就是结婚上，然后第一次。
The first other stuff. We won't
talk about that. 牵手初吻对象都是同一个人。
And so to watch that happen.
你知道。看到这样的事
and to see how God provided for them.
看到神怎么为他们供应
I go, wow, God wants to provide for lots of other people.
我真的就惊叹而且相信神要为很多人做这样的工作
So all of you single people.
所以我们当中还单身的
It's worth waiting for.
等待是值得的
yeah, yeah, yeah.
好好耐心等候
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I only have one more.
那我只有一个最小的孩子没。
His name's Max.
那他叫做 Max.
But he's 16.
可是因为现在才16岁，未成年。
I'm sorry, ladies, he's not available yet.
所以姐妹，抱歉，先不要笑想我的儿子，小儿子还不要笑想他。
Yeah. Hallelujah. You know, in a way of introduction.
你知道，通常介绍的时候。
Jesus one time he says he saw the crowds.
有一次，耶稣他看到群众。
He was moved with compassion.
他就动了慈心。
And he says, "I have compassion for them because There's two problems with the crowd.
那他就看到这群人，他为什么就心里动词？因为他说，我看到他们有两个问题。
He says they were like sheep without a shepherd.
他说他们就像是没有牧羊人的羊群。
But there was two characteristics of the crowd that Jesus is talking about.
那可是呢，耶稣在讲的这群人其实有特别的两个问题。
And the two words were confused and helpless.
他特别讲了两个字叫困苦流离。
So get the picture with me that tonight.
你先跟我一起来想一下。
Jesus sees the crowd.
耶稣他看到
一大群人。And he notices two things about these people.
他知道这两群人。面对两个问题
they were confused,
他们是困苦的
and they were helpless.
然后他们是流离无助的
and then he says, they're like sheep.
然后他就说他就像是一群羊
they don't have a shepherd.
然后是没有牧羊人的羊群
so these two problems exist today.
所以你说其实现在这个问题也存在
the word confused in the Greek
就是讲到这个困苦或者是
means to be dizzy.
困惑在这个希腊文的原文是讲的是昏厥
you don't know where you're going.
你就觉得一切都头昏脑中你不知道去哪
wow, that's our world today.
你不觉得现在社会就是
People don't know where they're going.
大家根本不知道自己要往哪去。
People are confused about who they are.
一想到自己都困惑。
Confused what they are.
迷惘了我是谁我在哪。
About tomorrow.
然后我不知道明天将如何。
That describes our world today.
这不就是我们现在面对的世界吗？
Then the second word was helpless.
他讲的第二个字流离或者叫无助。
This means that they've lost the direction.
意思就是他们失去方向。
They have been scattered and now isolated.
流离，然后颠沛流离，然后不知道去哪里被孤立起来。
So in Jesus's time,
所以你知道在耶稣时代
he recognizes there is a crowd.
他发现到说有这样的一群人。
And the crowd has two problems, two major problems.
这一群人面对两个主要的问题。
They are confused and they're being scattered.
都是困苦、困惑，然后流离的。
And then he gives us the solution.
他接着也给我们答案。
He says there's the problem.
他说哦有问题。
And the way to fix this problem.Is called shepherds.
那解决这个问题的办法很简单，就是找个牧羊人。
He says they're sheep without a shepherd.
因为他们是没有牧羊人的羊群。
That means they need someone to lead them.
意思就是他们只要找到一个人可以带领他们就好。
That means they need someone to follow.
他们需要可以跟随某个人。
They need someone that they can look at and be an example.
他们需要看到一个人说哇，我要成为像他一样的人那样的榜样。
So whenever there's a problem on the earth,
所以你要知道在地上不论有什么样的问题
，the church historically we begin to pray.
教会通常我们在历史上就开始祷告
And we begin to say, God, touch this problem.
然后我们说哦神啊求你来做点什么
God, touch our city.
主啊你来触摸我们的城市
God, touch the multitude.
哦你触摸这一大群的人
And sometimes we even do declarations.
甚至有时候我们会做很多装饰
Sometimes we even do marches around the city.
然后也会在你知道在城市里面游行到
Sometimes we do dances and we wave banners.
然后有时候我们挥旗子跳这样旗舞
All of those things are wonderful.
我们做这些都很棒
But you know that when there's a problem on the earth,
可是各位你知道当地上你看见问题
God's solution is a person.
你知道神的解决方式永远都是要有一个人站出来
Amen.
Amen.
So that means that when there's a problem in our community,
意思就是如果你发现在我们的群体当中有一个问题
when there was a problem in Jesus's community,
当在耶稣的群体当中他看到问题的时候
He said the solution is,
他说解决办法是
we need a leader.
我们需要一个领袖出来
I want to send somebody to fix that problem.
我要差派某一个人来去解决这个问题
When God saw the condition of the world,
你知道当神看到世人的状态
man separated because of sin.
世人的境况因着罪与神隔绝了
What was God's solution?
神的解决办法是什么
I'm going to sendA man.
我要差派一个人
I'm going to send Jesus my son
我要差派我的独生爱子耶稣
So prayer is good
你知道祷告很好
But prayer will never be the substitute for someone to be sent
可是祷告之后永远要有人愿意站出来或是被差派出去
And I think that there are moments with a church
而我想有的时候你知道在教会
Where we look at our world and we pray and pray and pray
我们就会发现有时候这个状况是什么我们看到问题了
GodDo something.
我们不断祷告说神啊求你做点什么神啊你可不可以触摸这个问题
God touch my school
神啊求你触摸我的学校
God touch my government
神啊求你触摸我们的政府
And God says yes
神说我愿意
Yes
神说好我去我愿意
And then God says okay
但神也在等了
I need someone
那有没有人呢
And we say oh no that's not what we meant
我们就说哦神啊这个我刚讲不是这个意思
God we want you to do something
神你出手你出手
We want you to move your hand
神我们要你的手来做事
And God says yes
神说我愿意啊
Yes that's what I want to do
我也想要这么做
I need a man
但我需要有一个人跟我一起我需要有一个男人或女人
I want to send somebody to represent me
我要差派一个能够代表我的人
Amen
Amen
Turn to your neighbor and say, you need to listen to this.
转向你左两边说，你要听清楚了，听仔细啊。
All right, so the solution to Taiwan.
所以台湾我们要找的解答是。
The solution to problems we might see in Taiwan.
我们在台湾所看到问题的解答是什么？
We pray about them.
我们常常在祷告，对吗？
Asking God to touch them.
我们说神啊，求你触摸这个问题。
Or your Holy Spirit in this area, that area.
我们渴望你的圣灵在这个领域，在那个领域来动工。
All of that is wonderful.
我们这些祷告都很好。
But historically, when there is a problem,
但我们如果看历史，我们就会发现。
God begins to look.For people.
哪里有问题，神就是在找他的百姓在哪里。
And he sends those people into that place.
然后他差派他的百姓去到那个地方。
He sends that person to represent him.
他差派一个人去到那里代表他。
And that's what we're going to talk about this week.
那就是我们这个周末，今明两天我们要讲的。
God chooses the young.
神拣选哪些人？神拣选年轻的人。
How many people are young tonight?
我们当中年轻人赶快举手。
That's me too.
我也要举手，都应该要举手。
In 1 Thessalonians, it says this.
你知道在帖撒罗尼迦前书里面怎么说？
Go ahead.
这边我们来看经文，可以的话我们一起来读好吗？神被神所爱的弟兄啊，我知道你们是蒙拣选的。
It says here that God loves you.
这里讲到说你们是蒙神所爱的。
And has chosen you.
而且神已经拣选了你们。
I love this word because it includes it's all inclusive.
你知道我好喜欢这个字，因为这个字就是全包了。
I don't know if you've ever been on the playground when you were a little kid.
我不知道你们小时候有没有去过游乐园玩。
You got two captains choosing teams.
你知道有的时候会有两队，就队长要选队员。
And you're like, choose me, choose me, choose me.
然后大家就说选我，选我，选我。
And they choose everybody else.
然后大家就是其他人都被选了。
Except you.
但是你就是没有被选中那个人。
You remember how that felt?
有没有过这样的感受？然后有过这种心碎的感觉吗？
God can heal that, by the way.
如果有的话也没有关系，神可以来医治。
But I tell you, this concept of being chosen.
但我告诉你各位，你想到。
It's such a good feeling.
你知道被选中，
真的好开心。It's so wonderful that someone thought about me.
你知道说有人想到我。
And somebody says, "I want you to do this."
而且他是要去做什么时候，他先想到我。
And that feeling of being chosen is so valuable.
那个当下那个被选中的感觉，被拣选的感觉，真的很可贵。
And here in 1 Thessalonians,
而在我们刚刚看到这个帖撒罗尼迦，
it tells us that God loves you.
教会前书里面他就讲，你是蒙神所爱的。
Chosen you.
而且呢，蒙神所拣选。
You know, I understand that every one of us in this room.
你知道意思是什么？我们在场的每一位。
We have been chosen for something.
我们都被拣选，有一件事是你要去做的。
And God wants to show us what we're chosen for.
那但是神就让我们知道，那到底我们被拣选要去做什么
？Because all of us have been called to be influencers.
因为我们每一个人都被呼召要成为有影响力的人。
Your platform of influence is different than mine.
只是你发挥影响力的地方，可能跟我发挥影响力的地方不一样。
I can't do yours, you can't do mine.
但是呢，我没有办法做你能做的事，
fact,
你也没办法做我做的事。
In fact, I shouldn't try to do yours.
甚至我不应该去做。
I should stay in the place where God has me to influence.
我应该要知道神呼召我要去影响哪些人哪些地方。
So if you're a TikTok influencer, YouTube influencer, you need to stay there.
如果你是个网红，然后你在这个抖音上，然后 YouTube 上面超红的，那你就继续做就对了。
If you're using your dance skills to influence people,
那如果你跳舞跳得很厉害，然后别人看到会觉得被你影响。
And you're representing who God is through that.
然后你做那件事情的时候，你就是代表神的话。
Stay in that place.
持续做你在做的事。
I can't do what you do.
你跳的我跳不出来。
In fact, I don't want to do what you do.
甚至我没有办法，我也不想去做你能做的。
In fact, if I try to dance, it's going to be very scary.
如果我尝试要跳你跳的舞步的话，我怕你会吓死。
We are chosen.
我们每个人都是蒙拣选。
So tonight's lesson, we're going to be talking about God chooses the young.
所以今天我们先讲到神拣选年轻人。
Point number one.
第一点。
God chooses small places.
神也拣选微小的地方。
You start studying the different men and women of God.
你如果去看这些神的属神的百姓
，and you realize God loves to choose these small places.
不论是男女，就会发现神从都是那种最小的地方
，insignificant little towns.
是那种不起眼、名不经传的地方。
And out of those little places, God raises up somebody.
可是就在那样的地方，神兴起了某个人
，and sends them to do great things.
然后差派那个人去做一件伟大的事。
God loves to do that.
神很爱做这样的事。
He loves to take the insignificant.
他很喜欢看起来那微不足道的
，and make them significant.
然后使他们成为非常重要的人。
He loves to take the people that have no possibility.
神也喜欢找那种你知道最。别人会看着都觉得无可救药。
I want to use them, and now it's possible.
但神说，他可能在你眼中觉得无可救药，但我要使他成为能够做一切可能事的人。
Historically, God loves to do this.
你回看历史，就发现神常在做这样的事。
So even Jesus himself,
即便是耶稣
，Jesus could have been born in Jerusalem.
你还记得吗？耶稣大可以生在圣城耶路撒冷。
He could have been born in one of the big cities.
你知道，就是当时最大的城市。
But where was Jesus born?
可是耶稣在哪里诞生？如果你们还记得
，Bethlehem,
伯利恒。
Bethlehem. Wow, why Bethlehem?
你要知道, 诶, 怎么会选伯利恒呢?
You look in Micah.
那如果你看弥迦书, 第五章, 这里呢他说伯利恒的以法他你在犹大诸城中微小将来必有一位从你那里出来在以色列中为我们做掌权的他的根源从亘古从太初就有
Notice it says about Bethlehem.
这里他就讲到伯利恒,
you are little among the thousands of Judah.
他怎么说伯利恒? 他说你在犹大当中是微小的。
This little town of Bethlehem
你知道这个小城伯利恒,
is where God chose to have the Savior be born.
居然是神拣选让他 就是这位人类救主诞生的地方
This town Bethlehem is not on a major highway
伯利恒完全不是在主要干道上
This is off in the village
就是在一个很远很远的地方
It's a place you don't go to on the way to somewhere else
通常就是很偏乡的偏乡 就是你绝对不会随便去到那里的
That's why I'm saying God loves small things
可是我说了神喜欢微小的东西
I know you live in a big city called Taipei
我知道我们现在大部分人我们是住在台北
It's a very important city
那台北也是台湾首都
But many of you are not from Taipei
可是我们当中可能很多人你的家乡不是台北
You moved to Taipei from somewhere else
你是从别的地方搬来的
And there was a reason you did that
那你之所以搬来有原因吗
Well, opportunity
可能是有更多的机会，可能你是来读书的，
more work.
也或者是在这里比较有多的工作。我明白。
But me personally,
可是你知道，对我个人来说，
I was born in this very, very small little village.
我自己是在一个很小很小的村庄出生。
I'll tell you how small it is.
我告诉你有多小。
We have one stoplight.
就是呢，我们只有一个红绿灯。
One stoplight.
整个村庄里面就一个红绿灯。
And that stoplight was the one that just blinks red and blinks green.
然后它还不是就是三个，就是只有就是红灯，然后就是黄灯就这样。
One post office.
就是一间邮局。
One supermarket.
整个村庄里面一个超市。
One very very small McDonald's.
而且是还有一间很小间的麦当劳。
One very small elementary, junior high and high school altogether.
然后有一间从国小可以读到高中的学校，就那一间。
1,500 people.
整个村庄里面就1,500人。
Surrounding my little village
就在我的村庄里面,
are farms,
然后我们的农田,
cornfields,
或者是我们的玉米田,
wheat fields,
就是我们种大麦, 就小麦的田,
pig farms,
或者是我们养猪的地方,
cattle farms,
然后养牛的地方,
that's where I grew up.
我小时候就是长在这样的地方,
the little town of Bethlehem,
就是你到小小像伯利恒这样的小城市,
but in the little towns is where Jesus loves to find people.
在那个地方却是神的爱，耶稣的爱找到人的地方。
People that are willing,
你知道那些愿意的。
People that say yes,
那些愿意回应的。
And that's what God loves to do.
这就是神他非常乐意做的事。
He loves to take things from little places and use them for great things.
神很喜欢从微小的地方拣选人以后去做伟大的事。
Bethlehem was this insignificant little town.
我们刚读到伯利恒是一个微小的城市。
But historically, Bethlehem had a big story.
可是在历史上我们却发现它那里发生了大事。
It's where Rachel was the wife of Jacob.
这个历史的大事是什么? 就是雅各太太拉结。
One of the patriarchs of the lineage of Jesus.
如果你还记得的话, 她是耶稣族谱里面其中一环。
This was where she was from.
就是拉结就是从那个地方来的。
Her name means sheep or lamb.
这个城市的名字叫做, 就是羊群的台的意思。
It's referred to as the city of David.
然后他也讲到这个伯利恒就是大卫城。
The shepherd king.
也就是这位牧羊人后来成为王。
Bethlehem itself means house of bread.
伯利恒这个字呢也是粮仓的意思。
You realize the history of Bethlehem is going to tell a story.
你就会发现到说, 诶, 原来这座城市它的历史也在告诉我们一个故事。
Because there's going to come someone from that city.
因为呢他会讲到说, 从那里来的人,
from that little place,
从那个小地方来的人,
to do something great for God.
他们是能够为神做大事的。
Well, I tell you, I meet lots of people.
我告诉你，我遇过无数的人。
They feel so insignificant.
他们常常自己觉得自己很渺小。
Why would God use me?
想说神怎么会用我？
Why would God choose me?
我这个人呢，神怎么会拣选？
I don't think God would choose someone like me.
我不觉得神会拣选我。
Do you know where I came from?
你知道我的出身吗？
Do you know my family history?
你知道我的家庭背景吗？
Why would God choose me?
我这样的人，神怎么可能会拣选？
Because God loves to take the weak.
但我要告诉你，神就喜欢拣选。
And make them strong.
那些
God loves to take the insignificant and do something significant. The common he makes very uncommon. And that means for all of us. I want to encourage you tonight. Maybe you come from a small place. Maybe you come from the family that no one wants to talk about your family.
我的家人谁认识？没有人知道我家是谁。
Maybe your family lineage is not very good.
也或者是你从一个很不是很好的村庄来。
You don't want people to know your last name.
所以你根本不想要别人知道说你的姓什么。
When you introduce yourself, you just give them their first name.
就是你通常介绍的时候，我就说哦，我是某某，然后不讲自己的姓什么。
You are the one God wants to choose.
你要知道，如果这是你的话，神就是要拣选你这样的人。
God chooses.The insignificant.
你就是神要拣选那个，可能你觉得微不足道的。
The small places.
那些小小的地方。
I remember when I was 16.
我记得我十六岁的时候。
God began to speak to me about prophetic ministry.
神就开始对我讲，我要做这个先知性事工。
I didn't even know that even existed.
我当时根本不知道什么叫做先知性事工。
I didn't know what it was.
我也不知道说那个东西有存在。
I had no examples.
因为我根本无从得知。
For me, I thought prophets. Oh, those are the people in the Old Testament.
我以前就是听到先知，我就觉得只有在旧约里面才有。
Those are the people no one.
然后呢，通常先知就是大家都不喜欢的那些。
The other example was John the Baptist.
然后另外还有一个新约里面的先知叫做施洗约翰。
John the Baptist was weird.
然后讲说施洗约翰这个人超怪的。
He ate weird things.
你知道他吃的东西，如果你们去看的话，吃很奇怪的东西。
I think John the Baptist ate stinky tofu.
我是觉得可能跟臭豆腐比起来都还有过之而不及。
I'm sorry, I'm not a good Taiwanese.
抱歉，我这个人虽然流着台湾人的血液，但我还是没办法吃臭豆腐。
And so I saw some of these biblical examples. I go, that's what prophets are? I don't want that.
我就看着圣经里面讲的那些先知，我就觉得这些人都很奇怪，我才不想成为那样子的人。
God, no, that's not me.
所以神就说先知心事工，我
说我不要。But God kept talking to me about.When it call, you're being called to be a prophet.
可是神却说，我呼召你要成为一个先知。
But God, I don't know what this means.
可是我就说，神，我不知道被呼召先知做先知要干嘛。
And then he put in my heart to be a prophet to the nations.
然后他，我的心里面就开始觉得说，我要做列国的先知。
And I'm thinking to myself, do you see where I'm living?
然后我就心想说，神，你是没有看我住在哪吗
？A little village.
拜托，这么小的一个村庄。
And you want me to go to the nations?
然后你叫我要做列国的先知。
And、my name will be known in Latin America.
然后我大拉丁美洲都会知道我是谁。
He told me that.
神就这样告诉我。
So your name will be known in Asia.
神说，你的名字在亚洲大家都会知道。
One day your name will be known in Middle East.
有一天，在中东的人也会听过你的名字。
I said, God, that, do you see where I'm living?
我说神，你是没有看清楚我住在哪，是不是
？Possible to happen?
怎么可能？我住这么小的村庄，能这样子
？I've never been out of my state.
我根本连我的那个州都没有踏出去过。
I don't have a passport.
然后我根本连护照都没有。
Never been on an airplane.
我也没有坐过飞机。
And you're calling me to the nations.
然后你呼召我要去到列国。
God loves to take the insignificant.
再说，神真的很喜欢拣选微不足道的人。
He's only waiting for one thing from us.
他只等我们做一件事来回应。
That is the word yes.
就是我们说好，我愿意。
That's all he's waiting from us.
他只需要你讲这句话就够了。
He didn't ask you to figure it all out.
他没有要你自己想出来该怎么做。
To have all the plans.
他也没有要你做好全部计划。
He didn't ask you to open all the doors.
他甚至没有说你要把所有的门都打开。
All he wants from you is yes.
就是怎么样去开那个机会的门，他只要你说我愿意。
I don't understand everything, God, but yes.
神，我不懂，但好。
So, the next 2 years,
接下来的两年呢
he's talking to me more and more about
神就持续在不停地跟我讲这件事。
I'm not telling anybody about it.
那可是我谁都没说。
I don't even know if I believe it yet.
因为我自己都还不知道我相不相信。
I don't even know if it exists yet.
我甚至也不知道神说的事情到底是不是真的。
But God is talking to me about other people.
可是神也还是持续跟我讲关于别人的事。
So the gift, the ministry is growing.
所以我就发现我不断在。
I don't recognize that. That's what it is.
只是我当时也还不知道，原来这就是那个恩赐。
God was working with me.
但是神就在我里面工作。
I had all these questions, though.
我里面还是有很多的疑问。
And something began to happen that was very, very supernatural.
可是呢，就开始发生一些非常超自然的事。
My friend invites me to his church.
我有个朋友就邀请我去他们教会。
And my friend goes to a different style church than I went to.
那我刚讲的教会很枯燥嘛，我的朋友教会不太一样。
And they believed in all of these things.
那他们就是相信所有什么东西他们都相信。
There's a prophet going to be at our church.
然后他们就说：“哦，有个先知来到我们教会哦。”
Wow, a prophet.
然后我又听到先知，我说：“哇，先知。”
He's come to our area.
然后哦，这个先知要来到我们这个地方。
I'm very curious. Let's go.
那我觉得很感兴趣，我们去吧。
So, I'm sitting about halfway back in the audience.
我大概是坐在后半段那个地方。
And this guy's preaching. He's talking about prophecy.
然后这个被称为先知的讲员在台上讲啊，然后讲先知
预言。And in the middle of his message, he stops.
那在他讲到一半，他就突然停下来。
He starts looking around like that.
然后他就这样子
，like he's looking for someone.
开始在找，不知道在找谁哦。
And he, our eyes meet.
然后突然我的眼神跟他对上了。
He goes, "You young man."
他说那个年轻人。
我。
然后
yeah, you young man.
他说对，就是你。
Stand up.
站起来。
And I'm like, Yeah, you stand up.
然后我还在就看着他说，就是你，不要再回头了。
I don't know him. He doesn't know me.
我不认识他，他也不认识我。
There's 400 or 500 people.
然后现场大概四五百个人。
Because God's called you.
他说神呼召你。
God's chosen you.
神拣选了你。
To be a prophet to the nation.
要成为列国的先知。
I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
我听到我都不敢相信我听到了什么。
God used that moment.
你知道神就使用了那一刻。
To try to establish something in me.
让我的里面，他告诉我的事情真的被建立起来。
That He chose me.
告诉我知道说他真的拣选了。
But yet I'm not cooperating with this.
可是我过去没有跟他一起
同工。And God's trying to get something out of me.
可是神尝试要从我里面汲取一些东西出来。
Greg, just say yes.
他就是要我说什么？说
Just say yes.
他只是说 ，Greg， 你愿不愿意说愿意
？We can start something very big.
愿意了以后，我们就开始可以一起来做大事。
After that moment, I had lots of doubts.
所以你知道，即便他都已经这样讲完，我心里还是疑惑。
About 2 months later,
又过了两个月。
Different friend, different church.
有另外一个朋友，然后另外一间教会。
He invites me, say, "Hey, we got this guest speaker."
然后他就写信跟我说，哎，我们有邀请一个客座讲员。
God uses him in prophecy.
然后神使用他去做先知预言讲道。
That's interesting.
我说还不错。
So we arrive at the church.
然后我们就一起去到那个教会。
It was a different style church, so the seating was all the way around the stage.
就是呢，那个教会的就是。规格又跟我之前去的教会不一样。
We got there late, so I'm sitting in the back of the stage.
那他们是那种中央舞台式，所以所有的座位都围绕，然后我们到了
preaching,
就在后面，然后那个人在讲道。
He's not talking to the people back here.
他基本上后面人他没有对着他们在讲话。
He's mostly focused on all the people out here.
我就坐在后面那边，所以他基本上对前台这样在讲。
He's preaching stops.
然后你知道他也是一样，讲到一半突然停下来。
He starts looking around.
然后就开始这样到处看。
He's looking for someone.
好像在找了一个人。
I turned to my friend. He's looking for someone.
然后我就说，哎，你看他好像找谁？哎。
And the guy's like this.
然后那个人就这样看看看。然后突然
he turns around.
回头了。
He goes, "You young man."
我说你后面那个年轻人。
He's pointing at me again.
他又指我啊。
Yeah, you stand up.
就你站起来。
The Lord tells me you're going to get on and off airplanes.
主告诉我说你会常常搭飞机。
You're going to have many stamps in your passport.
然后你这个护照都盖不完。
God's calling you to be a prophet to the nation.
神呼召你要做列国的先知。
I couldn't believe this.
我真的不敢相信我听见什么。
This guy saying the same thing the other guy said.
因为这个人基本上跟前一个讲员讲的是一模一样。
And God again was confirming something in my heart.
你知道神又再一次印证他告诉我的秘密，他早就告诉我的事。
Really, what confirmation is?
所以你知道印证到底是什么
？Is God is like, okay, I got to tell this guy again because he's not listening.
就是神说这个人根本我讲了他没有在听，老师在说没有在听，再讲一次就是印证。
We make confirmation this very spiritual thing.
有的时候我们把印证讲得太属灵。
But really, confirmation is God saying, "Hey, I've told you, get going."
可是如果你发现你不断看到印证，就是赶快听神，因为神之前跟你讲，你都没在听啊。
3 months later.
过了三个月。
Another friend, another church.
有另外一个朋友邀请我去另外一间教会。
I said, "Greg, we got this amazing speaker's coming to our church."
他说 ，Greg， 我们有个很棒的讲员，我们邀到他了。
He's a prophet from God.
他是一个你知道属神的先知。
I said, "I don't know if I want to go."
我说这次我不太确定我要不要去。
No, come on, it's going to be awesome.
走嘛，一定很棒。
I said, "Okay."
我说好啊。
But listen, I have a request.
可是我就说我只有一个要求。
I want to sit in the back row.
我要坐在最后一排。
He goes, "That's strange. Why do you want to sit in the back row?"
他说
"Just trust me. I want to sit in the back row."
怎么会有人这种要求到特会只坐最后一排的？他说好吧，那你既然说了，我们就坐最后一排。
So, we sit in the back row.
所以呢，我们就还真的坐最后一排。
About 600 people here.
现场的600人。
I position myself behind a very tall man.
我有坐在一个非常技巧性的坐在一个很高的人后面。
And my friend goes, "You can't even see. Why are you sitting behind this guy?"
我朋友说啊，那个人头都已经完全挡住，你看什么啦
I said, "Just trust me."
我说坐这里就对了，停就是这样。
And sure enough, the guy's preaching.
同样的，那个讲员台上讲。
He stops in the middle of his message.
他也不知道为什么中间又停下来。
And I'm looking behind the guy.
他一停下来以后，我就从那个很高人后面那看一下。
He gets off the stage.
然后他走下台。
He starts walking down the center aisle.
然后开始从这个走到往后走。
He's doing this. He's looking.
然后就这样边走边一直在找。
And I'm getting smaller.
我就越蹲越低，越蹲越低。
He comes to the back row.
最后他走到最后一排来。
He turns to my row.
转向我的那一排。
Points at me.
指着我。
Says, "You young man that's hiding."
年轻人，这个想要躲起来的年轻人。
You stand up.
不要再躲了，给我站起来。
And I stand up.
我就站起来。
He goes, God's called you to be a prophet to the nation.
他说神呼召你要做列国的先知啊。
I said, yeah, I know, I know.
我说黑啦黑啦，有听过有听过。
Three times.
就这样三次。
In less than 6 months.
不到六个月里面这样讲了三次。
Three different prophets.
然后三位不同的先知。
Three different context.
三个完全不同的情况。
God was trying to get something from me.
神一直要让我相信。
But I had such a small, insignificant mindset.
可是你知道我的格局真的是太狭隘了。
Telling God, no, it can't be me.
我还一直跟神说，神怎么可能是我啊？
I'm only 18.
我才十八岁。
I'm too young.
我这么年轻。
God, you can't use me.
神你怎么可能用我？
God, look where I come from.
神你看到我出生没？
Look at my family.
你看到我的家庭没？
So much dysfunction.
你知道这么多不健全的地方。
God, you couldn't use me.
神你怎么可能用我啊？
But he kept saying, I want you, I want you.
神就是不断说，我就是要选你，我就是要。
I choose you.
我选的就是你。
Because there is a group of sheep.
因为你知道有一群的羊。
That are confused.
是困苦的。
That are being scattered.
是流离的。
And I need a shepherd.
我需要一个牧羊人去牧羊他们。
I need a leader.
我需要一个领袖。
And I want to send you to that people.
我要差派你去到那群人当中。
And I remember the next day after that meeting,
就是那天那个聚会隔天
I woke up,
我醒来的时候
lay, still laying in the bed,
我还躺在床上
and these three prophecies are going on in my head.
我就心里面不断想着我过去听到这三个先知预言
and I'm saying, God, I can't, God, I can't.
我边想说还是边说神我真的不行
This is Greg, you can, Greg, you can.
我想说 Greg, 办不到的
and I made a decision that morning.
然后但是那天早上我做个决定
I said, okay, God,Yes.
我说神我愿意
Yes.
神我说好
And I went into the bathroom.
然后我去到洗手间
And I looked at myself in the mirror.
我就照着镜子
And I said, you're a prophet to the nations.
然后我就对镜子说你就是一个列国的先知
I didn't have a passport yet.
我当时一本护照我都还没有
I didn't have opportunity yet.
就是我也没有任何的邀约
But God had been speaking.
可是我知道神说话
And for the first time I'm coming into agreement.
所以你知道这也是我第一次真的同意神说的
With what God says.
同意神对我说的
Several months later.
几个月后
I am in my first country.
我就去到了我人生第一个国外。
Preaching and prophesying.
然后去那里分享讲道跟发语言。
Few months after that.
又几个月后。
He sends a prophet from England.
神差派一个从英国来的先知。
That comes to my little church.
去到我的那间很小的教会。
And we meet for the first time.
然后我们第一次见面。
And he talks to my pastor says I'd like to train this young man.
可是他就告诉我的牧师，当时我的牧师说我要训练这个年轻人。
And I became his apprentice.
然后我就成了他的门徒。
And traveled around the world with him.
开始跟着他去到不同的国家。
17 years ago.
你知道17年前。
He invited me to come to Taiwan.
他邀我来到台湾。
And I stood in New Life Church with Pastor Abraham Koo.
我那个时候去到新生命小组教会的跟顾牧师一起。
And this was the first time.
那是我第一次。
And God reminded me.
然后神就让我想起。
Greg, I told you.
Greg, 我早告诉你。
You're going to become known in Asia.
你会在亚洲出名，就是大家会认识你。
Wow, God, this is amazing.
我说神啊，真的太夸张
了。How did this happen?
这到底怎么做成的？
Because you said yes one day.
他说，因为你那个时候说了愿意啊。
I choose the young.
我是会拣选那个年轻人的。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
David was this amazing story.
你知道大卫的故事也非常的可贵。
Point number two, God chooses young people.
所以我在讲到神拣选年轻人第二点。
In 1 Samuel, we see this, the part of the story here that the prophet Samuel is at the house.
我们在这个撒母耳记上呢，我们就会看到撒母耳这位先知来到大卫的家中。
Samuel is there to anoint the next king of Israel.
撒母耳就是他受到神的命令要去恩高下一位的王。
He shows up at the house of Jesse and says, "Listen, I need to all your sons here."
他去到耶西家了以后就说，我要你的儿子通通出来。
And all of Jesse's sons are standing in a line.
然后呢，耶西的儿子就站成一排了以后。
From the oldest to the youngest.
就是从大的到小的。
But the prophet realizes.
可是那先知就发现了。
None of these are the right one.
哎，神拣选都不在这。
None of these are the one that God chooses.
这些都不是神要拣选的那位。
Now the prophet came to the first one.
那他就先来到大儿子这里。
Eliab.
然后以利亚。
And Eliab was super tall.
那他就长得非常高大。
Super handsome.
然后有超帅的。
And the prophet said,
先知就心想
，This must be the right one.
一定就是他了。
I've done this before.
我之前也恩高过。
I've anointed a king before.
我恩高过王啊，之前。
And King Saul,
就像是扫罗王
was tall and very handsome.
扫罗王又高大，然后又挺拔。
So Eliab.
他的这个儿子。
You must be the right one.
一定就是他了。
Because you fit.
因为你知道他完全就是
the stereotype of a king.
符合一个王该要有的样子。
But God told the prophet.
可是神在心里面告诉先知
That is not the right one.
对哦，不是这个。
He goes through all of the sons.
他就开始一一的看。
He turns to Jesse.
然后最后他转向耶西。
Do you have any more sons?
这个爸爸说，抱歉，请问一下，你还有其他儿子
？I think that's a great picture.
我真的觉得这个图像太好了。
People think prophets know everything.
大家常会以为先知应该什么都知道。
Prophets only know what God tells them.
但是我告诉你，先知只会知道神告诉他的。
I would think Jesse would have said.You're the prophet, you should know.
我在想耶西那个时候如果挑战这个撒母耳说你是先知你应该知道吧。
But Jesse says, oh, I do have one more.
然后耶西就说哦、oh, 对对对想起来还有一个。
Isn't it interesting that David's own father
你不觉得大卫自己的爸爸
didn't even think it was significant enough to include him.
当撒母耳说你的儿子通通叫来的时候他甚至不觉得大卫有这个重要性是需要把他找来。
Yeah, that's my little boy out there. He's about 13.
哦、oh, 对对对对对我还有个最小儿子13岁吧大概在外面。
Didn't even include him in this line.
所以他原本要恩高王说连他都完全没想到。
He's too young.
因为他就觉得哎这个小儿子太小了。
He's too young.
太年轻
了。Of course God wouldn't choose him.
就神怎么可能先选他嘞
?Bring him here.
但是也许那个撒母耳就对他说你带他来
when Samuel meets David,
当撒母耳一看到大卫
God says, That's the one.
神就说就是他了
That's the one.
就是他
And in 1 Samuel 16 it says he anointed him
然后撒母耳上这里他就讲说他起你起来膏他
Arise and anoint him for this is the one
他说你起来膏他因为就是他
Turn to your neighbor and say you are the one
转向你左右两边说就是你了对丢西利
You see, this is the problem in our world today.
你知道我们现在在面对这样的问题哦。
Many times we are like Samuel with Eliab.
很多的时候我们也像是撒母耳在看到这个耶西的大儿子以利亚一样。
We look at people.
我们看着人。
We say, of course God would choose them.
我们看说哇，神当然就是要拣选像那样的人啊。
They're super smart.
你知道这么多聪明。
They come from the best education.
然后你知道有受最好的教育，然后这个最好的家庭出身。
Their history is amazing.
你看到没有他的这个背景多么的显赫。
Super healthy home.
然后这个家庭非常的健全美满。
They come from the perfect family.
然后就觉得他们的家庭这个完全完美。
Of course God would choose them.
就神不选他选谁
we do the same thing today
我们现在还是常常用这样的眼光
well, they're the most handsome ones
我觉得哇找就是要找最帅的
they're the most beautiful ones
哇找最美的
they got the best body
然后说哇身材最好的
so of course God would choose them
所以一定要是那样的人才会被拣选
we do the same thing today
我们如今还是用这样的眼光在看
we qualify people and disqualify people easily today
总是会用这样的标准来看谁合格谁不符合资格
But God looks at the heart.
可是神看的从来不是外貌，而是我们的心。
God looks at something beyond the physical part.
神在看的从来不是只是我们的外表而已。
And God looks at the heart of young people.
神在看的是年轻人的心。
And He's looking for something inside of them.
所以你知道他在找着他们的里面。
That's willing to say yes to God.
有没有一个人愿意对神说神我愿意
？That's not willing to allow all of the past.
而且不愿意让这些的过去
to become the blockage
成为拦阻他的东西
inside their heart there is a yes
在他们的心里面只说神我愿意
I'm willing to do this God
我愿意照你说的去做
this God loves to do this
你知道神好喜欢这样
you look at the Old Testament
你知道如果你看旧约
he chose Jeremiah
你就会发现他拣选
they estimate Jeremiah was 12
耶利米12岁的时候蒙拣选
when God spoke to Jeremiah about being a prophet
当神告诉耶利米说你要成为一个先知的时候
he chose Samuel
他也拣选撒母耳
Again, 12 to 15 years old
如果你还记得那个时候撒母耳才12 15岁大
He told Joseph
一样约瑟
Daniel
或者是但以理
All of these are young people
这些都是年幼的时候神就对他们说话
In their early teens
在他们还年轻像青少年的时候
And God is choosing them
也就是像你们一样年纪神就拣选他们
And the thing about all of them
你知道关于他们的同一件事
Even though they were young they said Yes.
就是虽然他们年轻，但他们听到的时候就说：“神，我愿意。”
And God said, "That's the one."
神就说：“那你就是我拣选的人。”
I remember being in a church similar to this.
我记得我有去过像教会哦。
There was a young man. He was about 15 years old.
就是当时可能有个年轻人15岁大。
And God asked me to pray for him.
然后神就要我去为那个年轻人祷告。
As I began to prophesy over him.
然后我开始对他发预言。
God was talking about ministry and how God wanted to use him.
神就开始讲到这个全职侍奉要怎么使用他。
And I remember after the meeting was over.
我记得聚会结束以后。
One of the elders, leaders in the church.
教会里面其中一位领袖，一位长老。
They come up to me.
他就来找我。
He's very irritated.
然后你知道就觉得有点不开心。
How could God choose a man like that?
哇，神怎么可以拣选？
Do you know his background, Greg?
你知道他的背景是什么吗
？I think you actually missed it.
我觉得你一定是选错了。
I don't think that was from God.
我不觉得你刚刚讲的是从神来的。
Because that man has a terrible history.
And
God certainly would not choose someone like that. Here was a man that was in the church 20-30 years.
这个人呢, 在教会里面已经二三十年了,
he's jealous.
其实你就会发现他其实是嫉妒。He's
full of self-righteousness.
因为他有很多自以为意。
He's offended that God would choose this young man.
所以看到神拣选像那样的年轻人的时候, 他就觉得被冒犯。
But later going back to this church,
可是后来再回到那个教会的时候,
this young man was being used powerfully by God.
这个年轻人真的就在那里大大被神使用。
And the leader wasn't there anymore.
然后原本来找我的那个领袖就再也不在那里。
And in my mind I go, wow.
你知道，就是你会听到这样的事，你就觉得不可思议。God
looks at people differently than we look at.
我们看人真的跟神看人不一样。Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God loves to choose the young.
神好喜欢拣选年轻人。
Now some of you, we watch these Hollywood movies.
你知道，可能我们都会看好莱坞的电影。
I remember as a young boy,
我记得我小的时候,
my parents would make us watch these movies.
我的爸妈是会带着我们一起看的。
They were so boring.
就是我都觉得那个电影好无聊。
But always it was Jesus, you know, with the long beard.
然后总是演耶稣的时候就是要留胡子啊,
and then he had these 12 guys.
然后呢,12个其他的人,
the 12 guys were like grandpas.
然后演那个12个门徒都像老爷爷一样。
Yeah. 阿公。 They were like grandpas, right?
对,像阿公。
And they were always old men.
总是找那种老婆婆的人来演。
White hair, long white beards.
然后而且那种白长胡子。
And I thought, wow, Jesus chose the elderly.
然后我就想说，我就觉得耶稣拣选一定都是那种老人才会被他拣选。
Because Hollywood painted this picture to me.
因为我就发现以前好莱坞演这种耶稣电影都是这样演。
That Jesus's team was old people.
就是耶稣的人总是一群老人。
But I was so wrong.
但是我告诉你，才不是这样嘞。
I was so wrong.
你知道我当时真是完全误会。
As I began to study about the team that Jesus chose.
当我开始发现耶稣到底拣选哪些人的时候。
You begin to learn something very quickly.
你很快就会发现哦。
Jesus chose the young.
耶稣都是拣选年轻人的。
So I hate to break your image that Hollywood painted.
所以很抱歉，如果你原本也以为耶稣只会选老人的话，今天就要打破这个想法。
But Jesus's team were young men.
就耶稣他的门徒其实是一群年轻人。Jesus
was called a rabbi.
耶稣被呼叫，称呼为拉比。
And we know that Jesus started his ministry at the age of 30.
然后呢，耶稣是从他30岁的时候开始服事。In
the Jewish culture,
你知道在犹太人的文化里,
none of your students can be older than you.
通常呢，你的学生是不可以比你年纪大的。
If you are the rabbi,
如果你是拉比的话,
so that tells us right away that all of his team is less than 30 years old.
我们马上知道他的团队一定是30以下。Amen.
The second thing we learn about his team,
另外一个我们还会关于他的门徒,
we only know that one was married.
我们只知道其中一个人是结婚的,
and in Jewish culture,
然后在犹太人的文化里,
you get married from 18 to 20 years old.
他们大概是18到20岁的时候结婚,
so we assume that Peter,
意思就是彼得呢,
the only one that we know was married,
唯一一个我们知道有结了婚的门徒,
was 18 to 20 years old.
大概就是18-20岁的年纪,
young man.
有多年轻?很年轻啊。
The other thing we realize about disciples following a rabbi is normally that started when you were
13.
So that means that the disciples are between the age of
13
and probably 20.
到大概20岁了不起,
Peter probably being the oldest. Whoa.
你就发现，哎，怎么跟我们想的都不一样？暂停，暂停，暂停。
Jesus is choosing young people.
哇，耶稣选的都是少年郎啊。
To be his representative.
成为代表他的人。
That when he leaves, the young people are in charge.
意思是他不在以后，就是年轻人掌权。